Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Welcome to another edition of I'm Mac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host on the other line as usual, William Willie Boy Remote. What's up, Will? Happy New Year, man.
Hey, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. What's up?
Yeah, Happy New Year, guys. Glad to be hosting this show as usual on this Saturday night with you. I hope everybody had a safe and happy New Year. We're in 2020 now, new decade. Yeah, new year. So, yeah, let's start out big. If you guys have any thoughts, opinions, or feedback, The phone number to call, it's 347-308-8626. Again, that's 347-308-8626. I have some big news, a big announcement to make near the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, I want to thank you guys for listening. Been on this, on Block Talk Radio for 10 years now. So happy to end 2019, on a with a bang. And hopefully we can do the same tonight on, for 2020. But yeah, man, well, it's a new decade, man. New year. I can't believe we're already in 2020. Remember when we first started the show, it was 2009. Now, 11 years later, is still doing it, still going strong. But, yeah, man, what did you do for the new year? How did you bring in the year 2020?
Well, I just chilled at home,
Okay. Okay. I know you drank some of that Haitian soup jumeau. I had some because my parents made some. If you guys don't know what soup jumeau is, it's a traditional Haitian dish served, at the beginning of the year. And it's made out of pumpkin. And you put beef in it. You put some, I think there's macaroni in it as well, potatoes. It's really good. It's really good. Like, my parents, they put in, like, this big pot. It's like a stew pot,
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. I drank it like 3 times on
yeah, that's basically what it is, Haitian stew.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't know.
Soup jumeau. So I know other cultures have their own, dishes at the beginning of the new year, but for Haitians, it's soup jumeau,
Mm-hmm.
Professor Watson even sent me a dish of him eating soup jumeau, he's not really Haitian, but, he knows how to speak Haitian. But I don't think he's Haitian descent. So if you know Professor Watson is eating soup jumeau, then that soup jumeau is really good. So, yeah, man. So I just spent time with family on New Year's. I didn't really go out, because, the day before or the night before, me and Will, we were at my friend's New Year's Eve party. So we hung out and partied until the late night. But, yeah, just chilled and just drank soup jumeau on New Year's Day pretty much. So, but so now we're in 2020. Well, like, you have any resolutions, any goals, things that you want to make happen in this new year?
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely want to, succeed, career-wise and, hopefully, travel a bit more.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah. Well, just 3 things. And I posted it on my Instagram the other day. 3 H's. Just being healthy, happy, and hard work. As long as those 3 things are accomplished this year, it's been a successful year, I think. So just being healthy, happy, hard work. That's all I'm asking for this new year. So... But it should be good, If you think it will happen. So you got a goal and something you want to accomplish. You definitely have to motivate yourself to, make it happen.
Those are some great resolutions, and I definitely think it's doable, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Anything's possible. Like Kevin Garnett said after winning the NBA championship, But, yeah, man, 2019 is out. It's now in the rear view window. What were some of the highlights or some of the big moments of last year, for you? As far as entertainment or music, sports, is there any big thing that you were excited about or were down about from last year in the news or, anything in particular?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say, Pete Alonso's rookie season,
Oh, for the Mets, yeah.
Yeah, because I've never seen there's never been a player like him on the Mets ever, much less a rookie. So just seeing him do that, I mean, it was phenomenal. And then afterwards, you know, you couple that with DeGrom, you know, DeGrom, you know, winning Cy Young back-to-back years, which no Met has ever done that. I mean, only Seaver has won it, you know, at least twice, but no Met has ever won it back-to-back years. So,
right.
Those two feats, you thought with those guys having a phenomenal seasons, you know, that would catapult the Mets, you know, to at least a playoff thing. But unfortunately, because of the bullpen, you know, didn't happen. So hopefully bigger and brighter things will happen in, you know, this year, 2020. And hopefully MLB will allow Steve Cohen to own this team so that they can hopefully change their misfortune into a fortune in October. So we'll see what happens with that.
Right. Anything that got you, like, sad, that made you sad or angry during this past year? Anything in the news or entertainment or music, sports that you can think of?
I mean, other than Edwin Diaz throwing up another home run and blowing another save, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot, you know, room for horrible things, but one thing that really stood out to me really is, John Witherspoon passing away.
Like, oh, yeah, that was pretty sad, yeah.
It just came out of nowhere, man. And, you know, love watching him in shows and movies. You know, he always steals the show and movies, you know.
Yeah.
So that was obviously, you know, he was 77, but, you know, it was just still shocking to see him, you know, pass away.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like, the craziest thing that, that stunned me was, well, first of all, that Lori Loughlin, Huffman college cheating scandal. You know, I was surprised by that, you know. Didn't think Lori Loughlin would be someone who'd, you know, be in the news for a controversy. Yeah. But I think the biggest news that shocked me was that when Juicy Smollett staged his attack.
Oh, man. That one story.
That probably was the craziest story, you know, because first people believed it, you know. If people posting and were, you know, empathizing or sympathizing with him. And then we learned later that he staged this attack with those two Nigerian dudes, you know. So that was a crazy story. You know, I also the Michael Jackson documentary, which was one of the most horrific and disgusting documentaries I've ever watched. That was also, you know, stunning. The R. Kelly documentary as well. They actually have a part two that's been airing the last few days on my time.
Yeah, I heard.
I've watched it. Yeah, I've been watching it, so I'll talk about that a little later in the show. It's the Yankees. Well, the Yankees were kind of disappointing because I expected them to go to World Series. And yet they didn't, so I was a little disappointed and sad that they didn't beat the Astros. You know, I thought they were gonna beat them this year, but unfortunately, they didn't. So hopefully, this upcoming season, you know, with Gerrit Cole now, you know, as a starting pitcher on our in our rotation, hopefully he can get us over that hump. So, but yeah, man, it was a pretty crazy year, You had what else happened this past year? That was pretty crazy. I mean, I guess the Avengers, you know, being the last of the, you know, that Avengers movie tie-ins, you know, you no longer
you
have that. Although you have Independent, huh?
Are you gonna give spoilers for that? Or
well, no, I'm just saying that the Avengers, you know, it was like the last film. Of like the
that era,
you know, you're gonna have like other Marvel characters that DC, that Disney and Marvel's gonna explore in these films now. So, is that, you know, no more Avengers film going forward, well, for now at least, you know, that's kind of gonna be kind of sad a bit, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Although you're still gonna have like independent, you know, characters like what's her name?
Black Widow.
Scarlett Johansson. Black Widow. You know, you're going to have another Black Panther movie soon here.
Mm-hmm.
you know, maybe even Hulk down the road, you know, Spider-Man. So I'm looking forward to those movies as well.
I heard the rumor that, upcoming Spider-Man films is going to have Spider-Man pairing up with Captain Marvel, and, you know, basically he's going to be feeling her, but she's not feeling him, and it's going to be like a comedy pairing. She's serious, he's, you know, goofy, and all, you know, that's basically the rumor, but I guess we'll find out.
Okay.
And of course, you know, the Venom film, I mean,
should
have Spider-Man in it. I mean, it hasn't been official, but.
Yeah, Carnage might be in that too, possibly. So.
Yeah. So,
yeah, looking forward to that.
Makes sense to have him.
Yeah. As far as TV, I guess, the Game of Thrones series finale, and the final season, pretty much, you know. Because I caught up late with Game of Thrones. You know, I started watching it, you know, this year when I binge watch, and I caught up to the final season. And, you know, some people found the final season to be a bit disappointing. I still think it was, you know, a good series finale. Well, a good season overall. But, you know, a lot of people didn't like the way it ended. But, it's sad to see a good show go off air. But now you got people talking about The Mandalorian now and The Witcher. The Witcher is supposed to be, like, similar to Game of Thrones, I guess. I haven't watched it yet, so I can't give you a review or any details about it. But Henry Cavill, Superman, is in it. And he plays a badass character, so. But I haven't watched it yet. Have you seen The Witcher?
No, I haven't. I know it's somewhat based on the game.
Right, which I've never played either.
Yeah.
Have you played it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Yeah, I hear people talking about it, you know. Some people saying that it might be even better than Mandalorian, which I find hard to believe because Mandalorian's a pretty good show.
Yeah, to me, Mandalorian's the best show on TV. But
yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, I haven't seen The Witcher yet. So right now I'm saying Mandalorian, but that might change, you know, because I used to think Game of Thrones. I used to think Walking Dead was better than Game of Thrones until I started watching Game of Thrones, you know. So maybe once I start watching The Witcher, maybe I'll change my opinion on The Mandalorian being the best show right now on TV. So we'll see. We'll see. But, what else happened this past year? The Montreal Expos finally win a championship, but in D.C., the Washington Nationals winning their first that was their first championship. And they never won it as an Expos. So yeah, they just came out of nowhere this past year. You know.
Yeah, they had the worst bullpen in the regular season.
Yeah.
And what allowed them to win is because, you know, they had their starters come out of the pen. You know, Corbin, Scherzer,
right.
You know, they had those guys come out of the pen, and that's what improved it. That's what helped them win the title, you know.
Right, right.
You know, and of course, you know, Hudson came out of there. I don't know who their closer is. But for the most part, they had their starters, you know.
Yeah.
Come in relief. That's what helped them win, because they literally came into the game with the worst, you know, entering the postseason with the worst ERA from the regular season, but
yeah,
you know, they were able to overcome it.
Yeah, definitely, it's crazy. You had you also had in the news in entertainment. You had of course the foolery going on social media. People doing weird stunts, you know, to get likes or followers. And people put, you know, licking stuff in stores, putting it back on the shelf. You know, you had that brawl at Disney World with that ghetto family. If you remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
People had a field day with that.
Yeah,
that Popeye's
crazy
chicken sandwich also causing mayhem. You know, people fighting over it, not wanting to wait in line, you know. And I haven't had the Popeye chicken sandwich since. Will still hasn't had it. You know, he still hasn't tried it yet, so. But it was an eventful 2019. It's a good year. Good, crazy year, but. You know, Jimmy Kimmel, you know, he has this segment he does called Lie Witness News,
mm-hmm.
where he just,
okay.
you know, he'll ask people weird, you know, fake questions, and then they'll give, you know, answers to these fake questions that they think it's real. So
they act like they're telling the truth.
Right, they act like they're knowledgeable of what the report is asking when what the report just asked isn't really true. So they act like, you know, it actually did happen, even though it didn't. So he did a Lie Witness News 2019 year-end edition where he, like, had the guy ask people on the street, you know, what did they think of this? What did they think of that? You know, just fake stories. And these people just responded to it like, you know, it was actually real. So I'm going to play that for you, and then we'll come back.
We're 3 weeks away, not only from the end of the year, but from the end of the decade. And I think we can all agree that this is a very stupid time to be alive. So we decided to have some fun with that. This afternoon, we went on the street. We asked people walking by about a bunch of current events we made up. These are news items that did not occur in 2019, or ever for that matter. But did that stop people from weighing in on them? Let's find out in this year that was an edition of Lie Witness News.
We're talking about the biggest news stories of 2019. North and South Korea were finally united. Was that a big moment of happiness for you?
Oh, you know, I actually watched that live, and it was a good thing to see, you know, Donald Trump kind of going there and making peace. That was a good thing. I watched it on TV, and I watched North Korea and South Korea. I believe they went somewhere and they kind of met and they did that peaceful thing. And yeah, it was a really good thing.
Do you remember when the government shut down because the president couldn't get a McRib?
Yeah, back in January.
Way earlier in the year, yeah. Where were you when you heard?
I was at work. I work at a natural gas company, so it's very conservative, so I'm very aware of when that kind of stuff happens.
Tell me about when Kellyanne came in with a bucket of McRibs and said, now the government may reopen. Were you shocked?
I thought it was funny. I would have done the same. Yeah.
How many McRibs did she have in that bucket?
40.
Yeah.
20, yeah.
It was a whole bunch.
It was quite a bit.
And then Kanye West story.
Oh, boy.
Were you surprised when he came on stage at the climate march and grabbed the mic from Greta Thunberg?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, he's known for that type of stuff. So,
yeah.
No, I was not shocked about that at all.
What was the look on Greta Thunberg's face when Kanye West did that?
Oh, my gosh. She was in shock. I mean, I would have had the same reaction.
What did you think when you saw Bill Cosby's comeback comedy tour?
You know, he looks good for his age. Not going to lie. He does look good for his age. That's for sure.
You were a little proud of him?
You know, It's tough to say that I'm proud of Bill Cosby, but, you know, I guess everybody does their own thing, so.
Why did President Trump pardon Millie but not Vanilli?
Because of different religion, I believe. Because one is black, one is white, I believe.
Nathan Lane stepped into the role of James Bond for the first time. Did you think it was a good fit?
Oh, absolutely. He's handsome and he fits the character perfectly.
What did you think when you saw the first preview from Nathan Lane as James Bond? Were you excited?
I was excited. I couldn't wait to see the movie.
Were you outraged or encouraged when Trump made friendship bracelets with the Taliban at Camp David?
I don't agree with it. I was kind of outraged about it because it's like I just don't agree with a lot of things that he does. So that was one of the things that kind of pissed me off.
Where did you see this story the first time?
I don't remember exactly. It's because, honestly, like, I live with my sugar daddy, so he's the one that's always ranting about Trump.
Uh-huh.
And he's always like, Trump did this, Trump did that, blah, 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 blah.
What's your sugar daddy's name?
Dean Buckerfield.
George H.W. Bush's funeral was this year. How did you feel about Billie Eilish performing Bad Guy? Did it feel like a stunt?
No, not at all. You know, Bad Guy, I mean, he's a bad guy. George Bush, you know, imagine what he did to this economy. It freaking sucks, you know what I mean? And now with the way stuff is going, it's like, you know, I don't know. I think Billie Eilish did a good job by performing Bad Guy. I love that song.
You know? Yeah, you wouldn't lie.
I don't lie. I mean, I'm like Abraham Lincoln. I don't tell a lie. I never tell a lie, ever, ever. I'm 100 all day, every night, to the day I die.
And probably well after that, too. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kimmel. Give back this...
Okay, there it goes. Funny. So I guess people just feel like they need to, like, make up stories when they're in the spot, you know? Or they think that maybe this really did happen and I didn't watch it. And I'll just play along, you know?
Yeah, but that shows how credible of a person they are, man. They're going to decide to say they don't know.
That's also how fake news stories get spread out, too, because people will believe it, and then they'll spread that story themselves, you know? Mm-hmm. And then everybody will start believing a fake story, you know?
Yep.
Happens on social media all the time. All the time. People, just, you know, share fake posts, and then they got other people believing it because people, mm-hmm. some people are gullible, you know? They don't do mm-hmm. research. So...
Yep.
But yeah, but that segment I always find it to be hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's also sad that these people are willing to lie just so they could look like they're geniuses and
yeah,
trustworthy people instead of just saying, hey, I don't know.
Yeah,
exactly.
I
never heard of it. That's it. That's all you gotta say.
Yeah, I never heard that.
What was your reaction when you saw this? Oh man, I just couldn't believe what I saw. Like, come on, man, just say you didn't see it.
I know.
Just say it. But no.
I don't get it.
They got to act like they know, they're a bunch of know-it-alls, they know everything, all that
yep.
stuff. They got to have an opinion for everything.
Yeah, we're trying to fit in, you know, fit in with the crowd. But, so we're in 2020 now, and it looks like we may be headed into a war. World War III, people are talking about right now, especially on social media. You know, people talking a lot about it, thinking that we're going to go into war with Iran. So Donald Trump, current president, he ordered a drone strike in Baghdad, which killed, Iran military official. His name is Qasem Soleimani. Something like that. The dude has been responsible for thousands of American deaths, you know, in Iraq. And, you know, he's pretty much killed a lot of Americans or been responsible for the deaths of a lot of Americans. So the U.S. finally got him with this drone attack. And now you have thousands of Iraqis and people of Iran mourning his death. And Iran vows to get revenge on the U.S. right now. So because of this, you have parts of the country on high alert, you know, for any Iran terrorist attack. And a lot of people think we're headed into World War III. So that begs the question, if we are headed to a war, is there going to be a draft? You know, and if there is a draft, would you go? And if it's sign up for the war? What do you say, Will? You know, if there's a World War III and they're calling you to go fight for the country, are you going to go or pass it up?
I'm not fighting.
Like, no. You're going to be like Ali. No, no. No? I don't know. I don't think the draft is ever coming back, you know? I think whoever signed up with the military right now is pretty much going to fight,
but,
you know?
Yeah, I agree with that, but if you were drafted, what would you do?
I wouldn't want to. Trust me, I wouldn't want to fight. But, I mean, if they call me, I think they could put you on trial if you don't go to fight, can't they? Just like they did to Ali.
Yeah, they'll lock you up.
Yeah, so, and I don't want to get locked up, but then again, I don't want to fight. You know, it's tough. You know, it's tough. I don't want to. I'll try to protest it, but at the end of the day, I probably would have to. probably would have to fight for the country, you know? Call of Duty, like Halo, you know? Then if you're drafted, like, you have to train. It's going to take months and months for you to train. Like, you can't go into combat without training, you know? But let's hope that never happens, you know, because the U.S. draft, it's, you know, that was way back in the day when we didn't have many soldiers in the military. Now we have plenty of soldiers, plenty of manpower to, like, fight wars for us. But I think this whole idea that we're going to go into World War III, it's, I mean, I think people are stretching it a little bit, panicking for nothing. You know, because Iran, like, come on, Iran can mess with us, man. We'll beat their ass. It'd be like The Rock in the day fighting against who? Eugene. You know?
Yeah, like The Rock, though.
Even though Eugene was, huh? Was that?
They never fought each other.
No, I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, it would be like Rock versus Eugene. That's what the match would be like. Like, Iran is Eugene, and we're like The Rock. Like, come on. If that war ever did happen, it'd be like that match. Just imagine if Rock did fight Eugene, how that would turn out. Who would win? Who would win, Will? Yeah, The Rock, right? Right?
Yeah,
so that's how I look at it. Unless you want to compare Iran to someone else. You know, I mean, Iran, they do have, I guess they have some nuclear weapons, probably. But, I mean, the U.S. doesn't look at them as major threats. So, but hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully we don't have to go into another war. I don't think so. I think people are over panicking for nothing, but then we'll see what's happening. We'll see what happens. But right now, you know, we are on high alert in case Iran decides to do anything, you know, over there in Baghdad, in Iraq, or over here. So, it's crazy. But another crazy thing that's going on in the world right now, there's these bushfires in Australia. Have you heard about this? Are you keeping up with the news? Yeah, in Australia? Yeah, there's a bunch of bushfires going on. In South Australia, to be exact, it's spread through acres of land in the Kangaroo Islands, and a lot of houses have been burned down. 500 million animals have been burnt or are dead, some even extinct now. You know, we're talking about koalas and kangaroos. You know, a lot of them have died from these wildfires. And people don't know if it's from someone setting a fire or if this was just from the drought that they had or the climate change, you know. No one knows what started these bushfires, but right now it's spread widely throughout South Australia, and a lot of people are without homes. I think it's killed over 25 people as of today. So right now, yeah, it's crazy. Right now, the New South Wales government declared a state of emergency. So, you know, my condolences to, you know, people who have families that have been lost because of these bushfires or people who lost their homes. It's a crazy situation right now. And I saw the horrific pictures of animals, too, burnt and dead and... Some even, like, burnt alive. Well, some like, they've been burnt. They're still alive. And then you see the farmers just shooting them just to put them out of their misery. So it's crazy right now over there. And a lot of American firefighters are going over there to help out. But that's a huge fire, man. You need Captain Planet for that. To put out, you know, Captain Planet, he had like the, what was his powers? Wind, water, heart, fire, earth.
Fire.
Yeah, he'd need Captain Planet to put that out with the water. Only he could put out those fires quickly.
But then again, if Hitler's there, he's not going to be able to do anything because Hitler's hatred is so strong.
Hitler?
That was literally an episode of Catherine Planet. He popped somehow. I don't know if he traveled through time or whatever. I assume he traveled through time. And apparently he was passing through, and Hitler was there somehow. And then it was like kryptonite. He was like, hatred. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Oh, I remember kryptonite.
Yeah, it was an episode, man.
Somehow,
I don't know if he time traveled or something, but apparently Hitler was in the room, and that was like pollution to him.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought they would make a hit Captain Planet movie. Still haven't done yet.
Well, the rumor was that what's his name again? Leo DiCaprio was gonna make a movie like that.
It should.
He's very passionate about
the environment.
The environment. So
yeah.
There was rumors that he was gonna do it. I don't know if he's still gonna do it or that. I don't think it was live witness news, but to that level. But yeah, it seemed like something that he was thinking about doing. I don't know if that's really the case. I didn't even know Leonardo DiCaprio even knew about Captain Planet, to be honest with you.
Why? He's a celebrity. He doesn't watch TV.
No, I'm just saying he was working at that time. He was like doing growing pains back in those days, you know?
Yeah, but he can still watch it when he's not working.
Yeah, but those type of guys back in those days, on those sets, they work like 12 to 16 hours a day. They don't really have time to do anything. And it's not like they have DVR and all these. There's still VCR, but it's not like they have time to VCR stuff.
Well, Captain Planet came out like in the early 90s. So he was a kid. He was doing growing pains before growing pains before that, you know?
Yeah,
They were shooting like what? I think they were shooting like four to 5 months out of the year, probably. 6 months out of half of the year, probably. So he still had time to watch cartoons. The thing that we have to forget, that we can't forget, is that these celebrities, they're human just like everyone else. They watch TV. They do regular stuff. I was watching this interview the other day on Access Hollywood. I forget who it is. And this reporter, she's interviewing someone from Mary Poppins. Mm. I think it was the actress who played Mary Poppins, right? She's still alive, right?
Which one? Julie Andrews?
Yeah, is it her? No.
Yeah, because remember Emily Blunt was in the remake/reboot, I guess.
Right. Yeah, it was Julie Andrews. It was Julie Andrews, yes. So this reporter on that, I think it was Access Hollywood, Access, one of those entertainment shows, was interviewing Julie Andrews, and I think Julie Andrews cursed. And then the reporter, she said, wow, I wouldn't expect that from Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and Julie Andrews said, well, Mary Poppins is just a character, but I'm, I'm actually a human just like everyone else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we can't forget that these people that play characters on TV or movies, I mean, when they're not playing characters or, special people on TV or movies, they're just like any normal person. You know, they curse. They watch TV. They poop just like the rest of us, you know? They don't want to be bothered sometimes either. So I would celebrities, like, if I see them on the street, I'm not going to, like, go up to them. Or if they're eating at a restaurant, I'm not going to be going to go up to them, you know?
Or their families.
Yeah, they're normal people. We put them on that pedestal where, we think of them as some type of royalty, but they're normal people just like everyone else at the end of the day, but just with more money, some of them. So.
Mm.
But Sharon Stone, and this is a good transition. Sharon Stone, she had a Bumble account, She was on Bumble. Bumble is a popular dating website / app, whatever. It's like Tinder and OkCupid. She was on there, and Bumble blocked her because I guess users reported her and they thought that she was, her account was fake. Yeah, it was a fake account. And she clapped back at Bumble, you know, asking them why they closed her account. You know, the Bumble said, well, you know, users thought you were too good to be true, you know. But they said that it won't happen again and they'll restore her account. But she still wasn't satisfied with their response. And she says, I am Sharon. I am woman. Thank you. But it just goes to show you, like, you know, Sharon Stone's on a dating site. You know, like, you wouldn't expect a celebrity to be on a dating site, but these people are just like normal people, you know?
Yep.
But that begs the next question. If you were to see a celebrity on a dating site or a dating app, like Tinder, OkCupid, I mean, of course you're going to assume it's a fake account, right? But if it is verified, would you shoot your shot at that celebrity? I mean, you could do it anyway on Instagram anyway, because I know people probably DMing these celebrities anyway. But you see them on Tinder or OkCupid, let's say you match, you know, would you shoot your shot?
Yeah, if I'm feeling them, yeah. The best thing they could say is no, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I see someone like, I don't know, who's a really hot actress right now or hot model? Man, I can't even think right now. Who's a hot actress right now?
I'm trying to think. What's up?
Let's say Malika Andrews, who's a hot celebrity. Well, she's a sports. She, I think she's a sideline reporter. And she's hot. Huh?
Is that ESPN?
Yeah. She's hot. Like, for her, if I match with her on Tinder, OkCupid, damn, that would be my wife. That would be my wife right there, man. And have I ever made her Babe of the Month before?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm making her Babe of the Month this month. For this month, she's Babe of the Month, Malika Andrews. If I've made her Babe of the Month in the past, well, she gets a two-time, she's a two-time champion. That chick is hot, man. She does, so she's on ESPN, looks like. NBA reporter. She's worked for the Chicago Tribune. What's her ethnicity? Is she black or Hispanic? I can't tell. Mm-hmm. You know, well, is she black or Hispanic? Can't tell.
She's black. I mean, I don't know if
she's
black.
She is black?
Malika Andrews, that's right. That's a black name. I don't know if she
but,
is for sure. Or is she married to somebody who has an Andrew? I mean,
oh, it looks like she's mixed.
Black.
Looks like she's mixed. So I guess she's black and white or black and Hispanic. It doesn't say what she's mixed with. Looks like she's single. There was a rumor she was dating Giannis from the NBA player Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, the Greek freak.
The Greek freak, right. Chick like that, I'm definitely wife, no doubt. But what if you were on the... Huh?
I said definitely pursue that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What if you were on Bumble and Sharon just sent you a message once you found out it was her? Were you like... And Sharon's like 61 years old. Would you still shoot your shot? Or try?
Nah. She could be
Why?
My friend, but... Nah,
Why?
Like,
she's a little good for age.
She's not my age range, man. She's a little too up there for me, man.
So?
I mean...
Man.
I mean, that... You want... Hey, that, go ahead. I mean, she want to be my
Sharon
friend.
Sharon Stone,
my
man.
Friend, but, yeah, she's a little too old for me, man. So,
you want to bang her at least?
I mean, I'm gonna leave that alone, man. It won't be, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, wow.
You know, it's gonna, you know, leave that alone, cause I mean, she's, that's gonna, you know, too much drama. Just, I'm gonna leave that.
All right. Well, me, you know, I would at least try to smash, at least. I mean. That's Sharon Stone. Like, you get bragging rights for that. Like, yeah, that chick from Basic Instinct, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I did
like,
that.
Basically,
you know?
I mean, like, back in those days, you know, I was feeling her, but, you know, it's been all, you know, been a while, you know, so.
Okay,
you know,
what about Halle Berry? What about Halle Berry?
Well,
with Halle Berry, Halle Berry is close to 60 also.
Yeah.
So you gotta say the same thing about Halle Berry.
You have to be consistent.
How
did you do for more than her? Is this like a, you know, like a, what, a cat?
Well, no, I'm just saying. You said that. You just
no, I'm
said
that they were both in the movie together. Ironically, they both were in that movie together. Just saying.
Right. I'm just saying that. Sharon Stone, you said, is not in your age range. So you're saying that you're not gonna pursue any woman, you know, 60 or close to 60. Halle Berry's close to 60,
right.
So if Halle Berry messages you, you gotta say no.
Well, I mean, she might be an exception. You know, that's
why is that exception? You're not consistent with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So it's not the age, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, generally speaking, yes, it is that, you know, because I wouldn't be able to, you know, lady around my age, you know, get married, have kids, you know.
Okay.
You know, that's the
fact.
Well,
again, you don't have to worry about all of that. I'm just talking about, like, what if you wanted to just, you know, hit it and quit it? You know, you're not even going to do that, at least.
I mean, that's just crazy. That's just, you know, some crazy drama, man. Like, if you get attached and all that, you know. I don't know. Just. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, hey. It's all us. I would hit both. You know, that's just me, you know. So, I don't know about everyone else, but I would definitely. I definitely would. Both of them. Together, too. Shit. But we're talking about older women, Madonna, who's like 80 years old. I forget her age, but she's dating a young dude, 25. And how old is Madonna anyway? Her real age? She's like
61, 60, 61 or so.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, she's dating this 25-year-old dude who is one of her dancers, and. Yeah, so they've been seen together, you know, a lot of photos with them together. But, okay, you said that you have an age range. So what's your limit? Because mine is like 65. What's your age limit for dating a woman?
Man.
And people call me crazy saying, oh, 65, that's too old. Man.
Yeah, that is too old, to be honest with you. But
you'll find some good-looking, mature women. You don't trust me. Some women, there's some mature women that don't even look like they're in the 60s.
Yeah, I mean, there are, like you said, I mean, there are some exceptions that, you know, they don't look their age. But I mean, that generally speaking, that is extreme.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that, you know, that's, you know. You know, you're prerogative.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you have older guys dating younger women. You know.
Yeah, that is
right.
That is true.
Same thing. Same thing.
Yeah, that is true.
But anyway, moving on from that, because I don't want to stay too long on this subject. Right now the playoffs are going on. Looks like the Patriots, man, their dynasty might be coming to an end. Right now, fourth quarter, Less than 12 minutes left, they're down by one, 14-13. I mean, you know, they're not getting blown out or anything. It's a close game, but looks like the Titans right now are marching on the field. Titans have been playing very well. They've established the running game. Their defense has been good. I don't know, Patriots, they don't feel like that championship team this year for some reason. And it's possible they could lose tonight. So, because this is the first time in 10 years that they're playing a wild card weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they have like a first round bye, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But this year, that's not the case. So tonight, they're playing for their lives. So if they lose, this might be the end of that dynasty. Maybe Tom Brady retires. You know, maybe that opens up the AFC East, where the Jets have a chance now to win that division, maybe.
Man, I'm not counting them out until I wouldn't even count them out even with the clock 0-0 until it's 0-0-0 and then the play is over. Then I'll believe they're out. Other than that, come on, man. We saw that Super Bowl a few years ago when they were down, 21-3, and then they came back. So, come on, man. You know, they always have that Patriot magic. I mean, they're at home. Yeah, they're not as invincible as they've been, you know, obviously. But, you know, they're definitely in striking distance. I mean, they're losing by one, 14-13.
Yep.
You know, they still have plenty of time to come back. They are guaranteed to have the ball back. Whether they'll be down a touchdown and a little change, I mean, we'll see soon enough. But, you know, the Patriots are definitely not out of this by any stretch of the imagination.
Still a lot of time left, and it's the Patriots, so they can definitely come back, even if the Titans end up scoring here. But, hey, Titans pulled this off, and, yeah, this might be the end of that Titan dynasty, the Patriot dynasty, I mean.
Man, Patriots have a shot. Even if they had Drew, you know, they replaced Brady with Drew. They still got a shot, you know.
Yep.
They still got Belichick. Remember?
Yeah, no, that's true.
And if you look at Belichick, you won't know if they're winning or losing.
It's
still gonna look the same.
Right, he has that game face on. Brady also, he has that game face on also.
Yeah.
Right now, it's close. Yeah, the Texans beat the Bills in the close game earlier. And tomorrow you have the Saints against the Vikings and what's the other NFC game again? Oh, the Seahawks playing against the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of good games this weekend.
Yeah, that one's for the birds.
Yeah, I know. The Seahawks and the Eagles. It should be good.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I told you guys I have a special announcement for 2020. Well, you know, I don't know how you guys will see it, but so I've been on Block Talk Radio for 10 years, and it's been a great 10 years. You know, I've had the special shows, special guests, you know, Professor Watson, of course, you know, and hosting the show What You Will. It's been a great experience. You know, but I felt like after 10 years, it was time to, you know, pursue another platform where I could have, you know, I could promote my show through other platforms, through that podcast website, and also to make some money out of it. That hasn't been the case with Block Talk Radio. So I've decided to migrate over to another podcast site, and the site, it's Podbean. After doing some research, it's one of the most popular podcast websites out there. So I'm going to start off by doing uploads where I just record a show and then upload the episodes later. And then gradually I'll do a live stream through their interface. So it's going to be – I mean, at first it's going to be some work. But, you know, eventually I'm going to have everything organized and up and running, hopefully – I'll be able to start the show before Super Bowl weekend. So I'll be migrating over there to Podbean. You could catch my show iMac on there. So this is the last show, last iMac show on Block Talk Radio.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, last night. I mean, it's impromptu. Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. It's an impromptu farewell, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think this is the best move for me going forward. So, and I think it's, I'm excited. You know, it's could be a new experience for me, but I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to the challenge of being successful over there. So, and it's a good deal. You know, Block Talk Radio, I'm paying $39 a month. Over there, I'm paying for, it's just going to be, well, to start off, it's going to be $14 every month. And then if everything goes well, I'll sign up for the year where it'll get reduced down to $9 a month. So it's a good deal. $9 a month for a year. I mean, it's not a Jerry Cole deal, but it's good enough for me, you know? So I think it'll be a good investment, and it'll be definitely a new experience for me. But I'm looking forward to it, and I want to thank you guys for listening to this show on Block Talk Radio over the years. I mean, my episodes will still be available here on Block Talk Radio for you to access. But it'll just be inactive because I won't be producing any new episodes. So you can still come back to this show page and check out some of the old episodes and classics. So, Will, I'll be migrating over there to Podbean, and I hope you can come with me, man. So, well, come with me on my show, that is, you know, so. But, yeah, it's going to be exciting. And, again, I thank you guys out there for listening to me over the years on Block Talk Radio, and looking forward to hearing you on the other side on Podbean. So, with that said, I say farewell, and I'll see you soon. Will, you have any last thoughts, words?
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, man. You know, doing this show with you, man. It's been...
Well, you're still going to do it with me on the other... on the other website. But, yeah, on here, I'm Dr. Yeah. Reader, yeah.
But, yeah, you know, I'm always, you know, I always got your back. You know me.
Yeah.
It's just the end of an era, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I hope everything, you know, works out for you, man. You're a hard worker, you know.
Thank you.
You're a good dude, man. And, you know, I want to thank, you know, the fans for, you know, all the, I want to second your sentiments, man. I want to thank you fans for all these years.
Yeah.
You know, doing this show. And, you know, I hope you guys continue to support him over there and, you know, check out my show, you know, Sports Urban Legend, you know, coming up at 11, you know, on Saturdays, only on Block Talk Radio. And check out my YouTube channel, Sports Urban Legend TV. But, you know, just continue to give your support to Mac. You know, it's going to be the same zany stuff, just a different platform. So, you know, definitely continue to check out his shows. I know you guys are diehard fans, so you guys are gonna be with him. So
definitely.
You know, check out iMac.
All right. So with that said, I'll see you guys soon. And for me and Will, again, we'll see you on Podbean soon in a couple weeks. So farewell and take it easy, guys. Peace out.